Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Joel Barker's here. Joel's a 14-year member of our Brain Trust, one of the great futurists of our time, author of Future Edge, author of The Business of Paradigms, and many other books and films. Joel, thanks again for being here. Joel brings us things that are coming at us from the future, my friends, and he's been doing this now all these years, and so many things that he's told us about, well, almost everything has come to pass. Joel, let's talk about energy this segment. This gravitacity is an amazing thing to me. It really, the concept of energy is fascinating, isn't it? I mean, when you think about a wave is not water, folks. A wave is not water moving along. A wave is energy moving the water. It's just pure energy, isn't
it? Right. Yep. And we've converted wave energy into electricity too. So
yeah,
that's part of it.
But this is a different one. Go ahead.
This is, if you think about it, and we'll have your listeners listen. Think about people who lowered a bucket down the well.
Yeah.
Loaded it up with water and then cranked it up with the hand crank to mm-hmm. bring the water up. This is just the opposite. What Gravitricity, the name of the company, it's a Scottish company, has done is they've taken very heavy weights all the way from 5 tons to 5,000 ton weights.
Wow.
They've drilled a big hole in the ground. Like a mine shaft, straight down. And what they do is they wind those weights up using a motor generator. So when it's winding it up, it's an electric motor, and it winds it around a big drum.
And hopefully powered by renewable, right? Not some other form.
Sustainable or renewable electricity.
Right.
And just to mm-hmm. give you an example, 3 a.m. in the morning, wind.
Mm-hmm.
They're paying people to take that electricity.
Wow.
It's so now you've got a way to store it. So anyway, you crank that weight. There's a whole cluster of weights that you crank mm-hmm. up, and then you can drop them one at a time or all at a time. And the end result is it's gravity producing by turning
turbine.
It's not a motor now. It's a generator.
Yeah.
It's turning the generator on, and if you drop all the weights at once, it whirs really fast.
Well, it's no different from hydro. Hydro energy is the same thing. Water moving through, turning a turbine.
Right. The difference here is it's a very small space.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hole in the ground and the equipment above it to do the cranking up and cranking down.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of it's, we have this problem not in my backyard.
Right.
You can't even see it.
Right.
So what they've got is something that you could do close to a city, for instance,
mm-hmm.
Close to a manufacturing site, and not have anything, no difficulty except to make sure that the hole doesn't collapse. The one thing you have to do is do a good job. But what's interesting about it is the cost, comparative cost, everything they run through so far says it's the cheapest of the sustainable and
mm-hmm.
rechargeable systems. And they compare it to Elon Musk's battery storage thing that he did to Australia. They said it's substantially cheaper than that.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've got now is a really simple system that almost can't fail to back up the episodic energy that we're getting from our renewables.
Right. So this is just another component, and it's being done by entrepreneurs. It's being done by the marketplace, which is what I like, Joel. Now let's take that device and let's power it with this next thing that you've got to report for us.
Yes. We've been talking about solar cells for as long as I've been on the show.
Right.
And we went through the paradigm shift and said, maybe if we can get enough of these, we can get the cost down. And then we got the cost down. So it became a pathway, a trend. Now where we're at is ways of manufacturing solar cells that reduce the cost and increase flexibility of their use. And that's how paradigms develop. They start by breaking all the rules. Then once they get their new rules in place, they go for efficiency and effectiveness. And that's what this is about. It's using a material that is relatively new on the scene. We've had silicon for forever in terms of producing energy. But this is perovskite. It's a material that can be efficient up to, right now they've got it at 12.2% efficiency at conversion. And that isn't very high until you look at the cost of production and the way of producing it. What they're doing right now is working on it so that it can be printed. And I'm speaking printed. Think about that. What's called roll-to-roll printing.
Right.
And if you want an image, think about a newspaper.
The newspaper lays down the ink on the paper. Could the material being printed, could it be graphene? What if it were graphene?
They didn't try that because, as far as I know, graphene is not an energy producer.
It's a conductor of electricity, though, right?
Oh yes, it is that. There's no question about that. So, in fact, I'll give you another graphene story before we leave. What we're doing here is perovskite is cheap, flexible, and can be manufactured at low temperatures. And much less nasty chemicals than silicon can. So it's environmentally much better. It's much lower cost, and it's flexible, so you can print it on plastic and have plastic solar cells that have shape to them.
Right. This is the kind
of
energy.
So what we're getting here is a use of screen printing and inkjet printing and slot die coating. These are all processes for printing that are being tested now for producing.
To collect the energy to propel these weights to produce power later on, like we were just talking about. Quick break, right back with Joel Barker. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.